Hey, this is the More Than You Want to Know show. I'm the Engine Nerd. I love science, and I'm here to answer questions that you haven't even asked yet. So, did you start your day with questions about salt? And then did you go from there to pondering about iodine? I bet not, but let's take a look anyway. The word salt generally refers to any compound that results from the interaction of an acid and a base. There are many salts, but the one we're talking about today is sodium chloride, the stuff that resides in your salt shaker, otherwise known as table salt. Table salt is 98% sodium chloride. Other salty phrases include sea salt, Hawaiian salt, and Himalayan salt. We'll come back to those in a moment. Salt is so basically essential to us that it has played all kinds of roles throughout history. We use it for flavor, of course, but it's also a food preservative. It's crucial in our physiology to maintain fluid and chemical balances. It enables the transmission of electrical signals that cause our muscles to contract. It's in our teeth and bones. You can use salt to remove that wine stain from your carpet, or put out the fire in your skillet, or clean your teeth. The list of uses is almost endless. In ancient times, salt was cause for war. It has served as currency, and at times was more valuable than gold. So where do we get this miraculous stuff? Well, everywhere is a pretty good answer. Most salt is in the oceans and seas, and it's also found in outer space and in the Earth's crust. We get our hands on it when briny water evaporates, leaving the salt behind, and by mining. We'll never run out of salt. There are bazillions of tons of it out there, and we humans consume only a couple hundred million tons a year. Go ahead and salt your popcorn if you want to. No worries about supply. Let's take a look at some familiar forms of salt. First, sea salt. Just like it sounds, sea salt derives from the evaporation of ocean salt water. Since it originates in the oceans, it contains a few other trace minerals, but like table salt, sea salt is 98% sodium chloride. Himalayan salt and Hawaiian salt, these, as you might guess, have origins in those two places, although you may have spotted them in fancy gift baskets and online food boutiques. These gourmet or specialty salts are sometimes pinkish in color because they too contain some other trace minerals, such as iron. As with sea salt, these are 98% sodium chloride. Salt-wise, they're all identical. Now you may have noticed that the common table salt sold in the grocery store is usually labeled iodized salt, meaning it contains iodine. Iodine, like salt, is essential to our health. We need proper amounts of iodine to avoid the painful swelling of the thyroid gland known as goiters. Iodine deficiency during pregnancy can lead to reduced brain development in the fetus and later mental retardation in children. Iodine deficiency can cause slowed growth, hearing, and speech development. Breast and other cancers are more prevalent with iodine deficiency. However, iodine is an element that's in relatively rare supply, occurring primarily in oceans, and it's in low supply in the Earth crust. So how do we get the iodine that we need to be healthy? Seafood's a source. Vegetables that are grown in soil that contains iodine are a source. Meat from animals, such as cattle and chickens, whose diets include iodine-rich foods, pass the iodine on to us. Not generally enough to meet our needs, however. And this is where salt comes into play to help us get the iodine that's so essential. Nearly 100 years ago, it was recognized that we needed to consume more iodine. Since nearly everyone consumes salt, the U.S. government asked Morton Salt Company to add potassium iodide to salt, and that fixed the problem, at least at that time, and at least in the United States. Iodized salt is now available in much of the world. However, as much as 40% of the world populations do not ingest enough iodine to meet their physiological needs. Furthermore, we've been eating less and less iodized salt, as we more and more believe what we hear about the health risks associated with excessive salt. Elevated blood pressure is a good example. There is no undisputed evidence that salt leads to chronically high blood pressure across the board. It seems to affect some people, though not everyone. Yet many of us are very mindful of reducing our intake of salt, and along with that, we are reducing our intake of iodine. Compounding this is the fact that those salts I mentioned earlier, sea salt, Himalayan salt, Hawaiian salt, do not have added iodine. We seem to love to latch on to fads, and this is one that I hereby label a fad. Consuming salt that is way more pricey than iodized table salt still is 98% sodium chloride, just like table salt, and does not supply us with iodine. So we are reducing the amount of iodine that we consume, and this is not a good thing. I took a look online at several fancy salt offerings, and two things stood out. The stuff was way more expensive, and it contains no additional iodine. Not so good. So that's it for now around salt and iodine. Give a little thought to your salt and your iodine intake. You need them both in adequate quantities. Enjoy that salty popcorn. And if you're curious about a science topic and you'd like me to tell you more than you want to know about it, drop an email to me at engineered@ksjd.org.